hole that she likes. I've got Maliani Brito on the line from Dark Sky New Zealand to tell us a bit about the proposals or the initiative to get that status, the Dark Sky status for the island. Are you there, Maliani?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, and it's a pleasure to have you on here. So tell us about what exactly is a Dark Sky Reserve?
A dark sky reserve is a place where the night sky is free of light pollution, and it shows a darkness, it can be measured, of a certain threshold, above a certain threshold. So that's how it's defined.
And, of course, Waiheke Island, we've got lots of areas on the island where there isn't any light pollution, but there is, I guess, would, you know, if we did get status for that, would it be the far end of the island, or would it include the whole island? What would be the idea behind that part of it?
Okay, let me put things in perspective.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, we now have two dark sky places.
Yeah.
One is in Araki Mackenzie. This is the Tekapo area.
Yes.
They have become a dark sky reserve, and there are different levels. So they are a gold level dark sky reserve.
That's
the highest level. And then the Great Barrier Island is a dark sky sanctuary. It's slightly differently designed,
yeah,
defined, because it's an island and it's sort of fragile and isolated. And it has got, funnily enough, the threshold for them is lower than for gold reserve. But as it happens, they are darker than Tekapo.
Oh, right. Yeah.
The perspective. Waiheke, I have done the measurement right around the island, and the average for the island is at the bronze to silver level of a reserve or a park. A reserve normally has an observatory right in the middle, like Mount John Observatory in Araki. So Waiheke is likely to become a dark sky park. It doesn't have it's really a conservation initiative. And as you say, the western part of the island is darker than the eastern, the more populated part. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But what's amazing is even the eastern part of the island is dark enough. It's like the bronze level, whereas the other end is silver moving to gold level. So one part is darker than the other.
Wow. So we really do live by paradise, by day and by night, really. We're very lucky here on the island.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, I have seen on a dark, moonless night, when I was measuring, I was stunned to see the Milky Way, not the full glory, but a sort of a more skeletal Milky Way, right over Maatiatia Car Park.
Wow. Wow.
It's well lit. I mean, this was about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So since then, you would have noticed there's more lights and Auckland Transport's doing its thing and sort of whatever.
Yeah.
But what I must explain is this is really a conservation initiative. It's like, you know, controlling air quality or water quality. It's actually the sky quality.
Yeah.
And also light pollution. There have been lots of studies done to show that it disrupts a circadian rhythm that we living things have got used to. And American Medical Association has put out a study saying this is bad, really bad for the health. It's bad for the fauna and even the flora, because
yes,
the pollinators are being impacted. They're getting disoriented between night and day. Because there's so much light now, artificial lighting. So it's really a conservation initiative.
Yeah. And so what stage are you at in the process of getting that status for the island?
Okay. So there are three components that one needs to attend to. One is to establish the sky quality, which we have already done.
Yeah.
The second is to make sure that, you know, the community wants it. There's public outreach. People understand, you know, the benefits of dark sky and they want it. And, you know, so many support letters have been received from community groups. And generally, so far, no one has been against it in any way.
Mm.
And we are continuing that effort. In fact, this coming Saturday on the 21st of April, we are planning to have a little stall at the Saturday market.
Oh, yeah.
to have posters and brochures and explain what it's all about. And that evening, weather permitting, we will have free telescope viewing, so people can actually appreciate what the starry sky offers.
Oh, magic! That's what, next Saturday.
Saturday, because it's called the International Dark Sky Week coming week.
Right. Okay.
So we thought we'll do that on Saturday to celebrate that on the island.
Oh wow! What a serendipitous interview then. we've timed that to perfection, I think.
Brilliant timing, John.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I think you guys were up at the autumn fair, the harvest festival, yeah. Fossil Bay, and you were doing a similar thing there. Would that be right?
That's right. We were invited by them. They felt it would be good for the community. So we did that there, and that's what gave us the idea we should actually do it more often. Yeah. And we are willing, if community groups, different sort of little villages around Waiheke, if I can call it that, were to invite us, we are very happy to go and either have a stall or have a talk or do free telescope viewing on a dark night.
Yeah, well, if anyone's listening, how can they get in touch with you, Nalini? Facebook, isn't there?
Yeah, we have a night shift Facebook page, which my colleague Kim Wesney runs. Or they can Google Dark Sky NZ. We have a web page. We have email addresses. Messages can be sent.
Yeah.
So we are very happy, to do what we can to engage the community.
Lovely.
And also it's an educational initiative,
fully.
And darkness is what our ancestors lived in and enjoyed. So there's a whole sort of series of things we can do. We've worked with the school, Waiheke High School.
Yeah.
We have collaborated with the Waiheke Walking Festival, 2 years running.
Right.
And the Waiheke Art Gallery sponsored an astrophotography exhibition late last year.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've got really good connections here on the island. But what I'll do, if you don't mind, I'll post a link onto the Waiheke Radio webpage just so that people can know how to get information from you guys online. But that's really great, and what a great initiative. And I'll hopefully see you next Saturday with my kids down at the market.
There's one third piece.
Yes, please. Sorry.
Which is a lightscape management plan.
Yes.
As I said, Waiheke is already dark. We have spoken to Auckland Transport. We are partway through a rollout of LED lighting, which has positives and negatives. The positive is they're trying to minimize the sky glow. The negative is it's actually blue shifted light, which is really bad. But they have told us they'll dim the lights from 11:30 at night to 6 a.m. in the morning. So there are little things that can be done. And even at an individual level, we are asking people to take a stock. We are not asking anybody to change their behavior immediately.
Yeah.
But it's a bit like saving water on the island or not using plastic bags on the island on a voluntary basis. If people can just take a look at the lights they have on and see if there is something they can do to reduce them, shield them or put them on a timer or switch them off beyond a certain time, that will all contribute to keeping Waiheke darkness sustainable.
Yeah, and that's only can be a good thing to be able to look at the heavens above us. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show, Nalini, and hopefully I'll see you down at the market next Saturday with my children and show them the cosmos.
Okay, that'll be wonderful.
Yeah.
See you then.
You have a great day.
Okay.
See you. Bye-bye.